is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the winter, love it out in the middle of the country, in a country house with you. Like his daddy did, oh. Drying all the clothes in the fresh air. Go down by the creek, just sit there. You can let your hair down. I can ride some squares around our own little fresh patch of beans. Or I can run my bird dogs, cut the grass with my shirt off, swimming in no pair of jeans. Baby, I wanna live in a country house, in a country house with you. I want a stove full of wood and coal on a hill with a heavenly view. Where the days are longer and our love gets stronger and the grass is a little bit blue. Cutting wood for the winter, love it out in the middle of the country, in a country house with you.
Need to know.
16 degrees at Young and St. Clair. It is 6:01. Good morning. Mainly cloudy today. No rain, though. It's going to be dry. Clouds should clear this afternoon. All right, going up to a high of 24, it's going to feel like 29. Sunblock, very good idea today. Prime Minister Mark Carney and U.S. President Donald Trump will meet one-on-one this morning ahead of the start of the G7 summit in Alberta. The Prime Minister's office says the meeting is scheduled for 9 a.m. Mountain. That's 11 Eastern. So everything should be fixed by lunchtime. Yay! And then everyone gets together. The G7 includes the United States, France, Germany, Japan, the United Kingdom, Italy, and Canada, as well as the European Union. For five decades now, the G7 members have coordinated how liberal democracies respond to economic and social challenges. The group set the tone for other industrialized democracies and the United Nations, and in recent years has gone beyond economics to focus on global security. Each G7 nation takes a turn at a rotating presidency of the group. This year is Canada's turn. Prime Minister Mark Carney welcomed the leaders to Kananaskis yesterday, and the summit runs through Tuesday. Top of mind will be the Israel-Iran conflict, a major topic of discussion, to be sure. Iran firing a new wave of missile attacks on Israel early this morning, triggering air raid sirens across the country. Emergency services reporting at least 5 killed and dozens more wounded in the fourth day of a conflict that shows no signs of slowing. Iran announced it had launched some 100 missiles and vowed further retaliation for Israel's attacks on its military and nuclear infrastructure, which have killed at least 224 people in the country since last Friday. The Blue Jays lost to the Philadelphia Phillies again. The Phillies beat the Jays 11-4 yesterday, completing the weekend series sweep. What a difference 2 weeks makes. The Jays swept the very same Phillies at the beginning of June, like 2 weeks ago. Baseball's weird. Jays with a day off. Arizona in town for 3 games starting tomorrow. You got to wait another day for Game 6 of the Stanley Cup Final, but we have playoff basketball to enjoy tonight. It's Game 5 of the NBA Finals between the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. The action returning to OKC with the series tied at 2 games apiece. Tip-off just after 8:30.
He's been country since before country was cool. The Paul McGuire Show on Toronto's New Country, 93.5.
Nate Smith, Tim McGraw, and Dallas Smith and Alexandra Kay coming up for you next. Right now, Kane Brown, Lauren Elena, What Ifs, New Country, 93.5.
You say, what if I hurt you? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? What if this goes south? What if I mess you up? You say, what if I break your heart in two, then what? Well, I hear you, girl, I feel you, girl, but not so fast. But you make your mind up, I gotta ask. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't other than fools just playing some game? Sky falls, or the sun stops burning. We could worry about them. What if still the world stops turning, or I could kiss you? What if you like that? Well, we ain't ever gonna know unless we try it. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game? What if I leave you? What if I find somebody else and I don't need you? Damn. What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's meant to be? What if I ain't one of them fools just playing some game?
Kane Brown, Lauren Elena, What Ifs, New Country, 93.5, 606 on your Monday morning. Hope you had a nice Father's Day yesterday. If you're lucky enough to be a person who can hang with their father, hope you had a great time. If you're a dad, hope you had a great day, surrounded by people who love you and appreciate you and appreciate your sense of humor. Dad jokes. Dad jokes get a bad rap. And in fact, I think a lot of bad jokes just get classified as dad jokes. Just like puns, like hardcore punny jokes. Just their dad is a groaner, right? Well, did he tell you any jokes yesterday? Here's a few.
And now here are some after Father's Day dad jokes.
I saw a guy giving away dead batteries. They were free of charge. I used to work at a blanket factory, but then it folded. With so many sporting events canceled, they're going to now show the World Origami Championship. It's on pay-per-view. Pay-per-view.
That was After Father's Day Dad Jokes. And we're sorry.
I'm not sorry. I kind of like those. Pay-per-view's pretty good, no? Man, oh man. Not all puns are bad. Quite clever, no? All right, I'll let it go. Dallas Smith and Alexander Kay now on New Country 93.5.
Do you fall out of sleep or does it take you a minute? If you had a dream, am I still the one in it? Did you find a guy with that southern drawl? A boy from a city or nobody at all? Somebody said at the bar last night you were crying in the bathroom.
And I know it's 2:05, but I just gotta ask you, yeah. Are you out with your friends like I'm out with mine? Trying to pretend that you had a good time. Do you hide it behind your glass of wine like I do this whiskey? How do you miss me? Girl, are you dying? Ask how I've been. Type out a text, but you don't hit send. Is it now and then, or is it right now? I know that you do, I just gotta know how.
This summer at Metro, we're celebrating our MVPs, most valuable products, like Red Grill Bone-In Strip Loin Steak Value Packs for $9.88 per pound, and raspberries or 2-pound bags of lemons just $2.99 each, only until June 18th. Shop now or online at metro.ca.
Hey, so what did you want to talk about?
Well, I want to tell you about Wegovy.
Wegovy?
Yeah, Wegovy.
What about it?
On second thought, I might not be the right person to tell you.
Oh, you're not?
No, just ask your doctor about Wegovy. Yeah, ask her it by name.
Okay, so why did you bring me to the circus?
Oh, I'm really into lion tamers. You know,
with the chair and everything.
Ask your doctor for Wegovy by name. Visit Wegovy.ca for savings. Exclusions may apply.
Mark's Can't Miss Summer event is on now. Until June 18th, save up to 60% on a wide selection of styles perfect for summer, including sandals, shorts, polos, dresses, and more. Can't Miss Summer event on now at marksandmarks.com.
25 Tacoma 4x4 Double Cab SR5 from $131 weekly for 24 months at 6.79% with $4,900 down. Visit shoptoyota.ca or your Ontario Toyota dealer today.
We know you've probably mastered how to order pierogies without calling them pierogies. And we know you know kielbasa isn't pronounced kielbasa. So why is Luxusova vodka still so hard for people to say? All right, fine. We totally understand. Polish is hard. Luxusova vodka, the number one selling potato vodka in the world. Looks for it at the LCBO.
Luxusova vodka. Hard to say, smooth to drink.
Please enjoy responsibly.
Bacon or sausage? Why not both? The Mighty McMuffin is back for good with bacon and sausage. Pairs perfectly with a premium roast coffee starting at $1 plus tax. Mighty McGriddle is available until 11 a.m. at participating McDonald's in Canada. Price excludes delivery.
New Country 93.5. Traffic.
Still problems on the go out of the Burlington area. The eastbound QEW at the junction. Collision cleanup in the right lane and continuing out in Milton. Eastbound 401 approaching Highway 25. Vehicle fire cleanup. We got a right lane block in Scarborough. Eastbound 401 Express past McCowan. A collision cleanup in two right lanes. Still construction. Highway 7 ramp to the northbound 400 closed. And southbound 427 at the 409. Two right lanes still blocked. Mr. Lou Plus Tires, the original. No pipe and oil change is locally owned and 100% Canadian. Visit a Mr. Lou near you for quality maintenance and tire service. I'm Lisa Edwards.
Toronto's new country.
Thanks, Lisa. Music on the way from Riley Green, Tennille Towns, and Nate Smith. Oh, it's my favorite Nate Smith track coming up. I'm excited about that on a Monday morning. Right now, Tim McGraw, guy who's going to be going for a long, long, long time. Nothing's keeping this guy down. Not new knees or anything. It's my next 30 years. New Country, 93.5.
I think I'll take a moment, celebrate my age. The ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears. And I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Without the hate and fear, figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
There we go.
My next 30 years, I'm gonna watch my weight. Eat a few more salads and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tim McGraw, my next 30 years, a new country, 93.5. He's 58, so it's that, you know, you do the math. 58 plus 30, he'll probably still look good in 30 years. Tim McGraw, I tell you what, he's looking good on 1883. I know I'm late to the party. Started Yellowstone, and then we kind of just like, my wife and I stopped watching it. I don't know why. Maybe it's because, you know, the modern kind of, so it got a little too soap opera-y for me. And it's, you know, modern. And I can deal with some of that soap opera stuff if it's a classic movie. Watch a lot of Turner classic movies. Like a lot of classic westerns. And so the 1883 thing is more of, you know, it's obviously set back then, and it's more of a traditional kind of Western thing, and Sam Elliott's great. Tim McGraw's really good in it. Faith Hill's really good in it. So that's my thing right now. That's my, when I find myself with a few minutes here or there, I'll try and sneak in. I'm like only on episode 3 or something of 1883. But, yeah. Digging that. Late to the party. I get it. Not late to the party with Nate Smith. We've been talking to Nate Smith for a while now. He loves Canada, loves what we do up here, loves the vibe up here. I said he feels like a member of the tribe when he comes to Canada. Had some of his favorite shows here in Canada. And his new song, Fix What You Didn't Break, is, well, it's crushing right now. Sounds so good on the radio. Here's Nate talking about Fix What You Didn't Break.
Songs I've been a part of writing. I remember the day that I went in to go write it. It was with Ashley Gorley, Lindsey Rhymes and Taylor Phillips, and we were just kind of like leaning into like my influences of like what I grew up listening to. So I grew up listening to a lot of pop rock, stuff like Lifehouse, late 90s, early 2000s, and just like that nostalgic thing, you know. And I just have always loved the sound of those anthems that they made. So we really went after the song in that way when we wrote it and stuff. But it just, from a sonic standpoint, it sounds incredible. I love the chorus, how big it gets and everything. And then lyrically, I don't know. It's got that meaningful, sentimental thing that I love, that whole like redeeming love aspect to it. So the song's very special to me.
Nate Smith, Fix What You Didn't Break, New Country.
I was a 10-year train wreck with the last call long neck. I was searching.
Show. It's what I turn on first.
Where I go for country.
Baby on a radio.
New Country.
93.5.
Mm-hmm.
The Paul McGuire Show on New Country 93.5.
Thanks to Access Storage. Try 4 weeks free. Details at accessstorage.ca. Shop Canadian. Store Canadian.
For over 85 years, Rona has been part of the Canadian trades community. Now we're saying thank you by giving back. For the foreseeable future, we're donating 85% of our ad space to small trades businesses, completely free of charge. That includes our radio spots. It's just one way we're supporting the people who build this country. One job, one project, one day at a time. Learn more at RonaCanadianTrades.ca. Build it right. Build it Rona.
Real Canadian Superstore has a sweet deal just in time for Father's Day. From June 12th to 18th, pick up some juicy blueberries at $2.49 for 340 grams. Perfect for pancakes, parfaits, or straight from the bag. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
It's the biggest 5 days of the year, and it's coming to Lexus on the Park. It's the Lexus 5-day event. From June 17th to 21st, enjoy lease rates as low as 0.9%, up to 24 months, up to 1.5% rate reductions, and a $1,000 delivery credit on Lexus RX 350 models. Details at lexusonthepark.ca or 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. Lexus on the Park. Experience amazing now.
The Big Check event is on now at Sport Check. From June 5th to 18th, shop savings up to 60% off. Find amazing deals on golf, bikes, shoes, and more. See in-store or sportcheck.ca for more details.
Okay, yeah, the hybrid would help with pain, but for sleep, I go with the Pure Indica.
Business at Jalen's Pharmacy is flying high.
Okay, we need a restock on your Maui Yummy. Wait, are we out of the far-off fudge, too?
He needs another pharmacist passionate about this budding industry.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/claim now and get $100 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
McDonald's sundaes and snack-sized shakes are $2. Or get $1 cones exclusively on the McDonald's app. With those prices, your hands are going to be full of treats. Like Alex here.
My phone.
I got you. App download and registration required. At participating McDonald's in Canada. Taxes extra. Prices exclude delivery.
New Country 93.5. Traffic.
Eastbound 401 approaching Highway 25. A vehicle fire cleanup in the right lane. And eastbound 401 Express approaching the 410-403 split. A stalled vehicle in the right lane. Good news. Eastbound 401 Express problems past McCowan cleared from those two right lanes and out of Burlington. Eastbound QEW at the 403-407 split. We've got a collision in the right lane. Suffering from erectile dysfunction, Erogen ED provides treatment without needles, drugs, or surgery. Visit ErogenED.com or call 416-707-2020. I'm Lisa Edwards.
Toronto's new country. 93.5.
Thanks, Lisa. Morgan Wallen, Darius Rucker, and Dasha coming up. There's Riley Green yearning for it. A song called Worst Way, new country, 93.5.
Tonight I ain't bringing no wine. Tonight I ain't bringing no roses. Talking would take too much time. I think I just better show you. Let's turn the lights down. Let's get right down to it. Soon as I walk in the door, I don't wanna be out of line. But girl, I can't wait anymore. I want you in the worst way. I want you in the worst way. my hands and needing your hips. Want the first taste to be whiskey right off your lips. So close all the blinds, lock all the doors, put away anything that'll break. Baby, I need you tonight. Let's see how much love we can make. I want you in the worst way.
Riley Green, Worst Way, New Country 93.5. The video for that song features a scene of Riley eating a bowl of cereal in the kitchen. It's gotten a lot of comments on social media. People pretty amused to see him sitting in a bathrobe with his baseball hat on backwards, basically seducing his leading lady in between spoonfuls of cereal. It turns out that part of the video required very little acting on Riley's part. He's a cereal guy.
I am a cereal guy. My friends make fun of me. They say I eat like a kid because I will eat cereal just constantly all day. I think probably Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the best cereal. But as an adult, I feel like I got to eat something a little more healthy. So I go like Honey Bunches of Oats. That's what it was in the video. And we had to reshoot it, so they wanted me to pretend to eat it, but I probably ate four bowls of cereal in that sitting. So they kept having to refill it the whole time.
I love that. He's, I gotta eat, I like Cinnamon Toast Crunch the best, but as an adult, I feel like I have to eat something healthier. So I go for, I thought he was gonna say, I don't know, oatmeal and fruit or muesli or something. He goes, Honey Bunches of Oats. That's what it was in the video. Honey Bunches of Oats. So I did a little research here. Cinnamon Toast Crunch. A bowl of that contains 24% of your daily recommended sugar intake. And Honey Bunches of Oats, the healthier alternative, according to Riley Green, 15% of your daily sugar intake. So not sure you're not exactly the healthy option. That said, have you seen Riley Green? Whatever he's eating, man, give me a bowl of that. Here's Dasha, Austin, New Country, 93.5.
West to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar, and Jane for smoking. First thing it's on, we cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning. Got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did you boost? Working, did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will, there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nerves come get you? What's your alibi? I made my way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. Drunk
for Start Your Day with Paul McGuire.
That's what I call a country breakfast.
New Country.
New Country.
Delicious.
93.5.
Don't need no five-star reservations. I got spaghetti and a cheap bottle of wine. Don't need no concert in the city. I got a stereo and the best of Patsy Cline. Ain't got no caviar, no Dom Perignon. But as far as I can see, I got everything I want. The woman I love laying in my bed, and it's alright, alright. I got shoes under my feet forever, and the eyes staring back at me, and it's alright, alright. Yeah, I got all I need, and it's alright. Maybe later on we'll walk down to the river, lay on a blanket and stare up at the moon. It may not be no French Riviera, but it's all the same to me as long as I'm with you. Maybe a simple life, but that's okay, yeah. If you ask me, baby,
October 24th, he will be performing at the Coca-Cola Coliseum right here in town, Darius Rucker. All right, New Country, 93.5, 641 on your Monday morning. Morgan Wallen coming to town sooner than that, September 4th and 5th. 4th and 5th, back-to-back nights in Toronto. Miranda Lambert and Gavin Adcock on the first night, Brooks and Dunn and Gavin on the second night. He just revealed the set list. Surprising, actually, that he would reveal the set list in a conversation over the weekend. Kicks off on the 20th, just in 4 days, in Houston. 27 songs on the playlist in total. You're going to have to stick around until song 24 to hear this one. Yeah, I mean, you're not leaving early if you're going to the Morgan Wallen Show in Toronto in September. I get that. This is 24. I don't think that spoils anything. You knew this was going to be near the end. It's I'm the Problem, New Country, 93.5.
You say I'll never change. I'm just to go around town with some gasoline. Just trying to bomb a flame. Gonna burn the whole place down.
How do you explain ever falling in love with a guy like me in the first place? And turn around, say that I'm the worst thing. I guess I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. I'm trying to go our separate ways, and we're back and forth like a swinging door, and tomorrow's like yesterday. Some days better than the night before, and you're back to me again. Then you go and tell your friends that I'm the problem. And your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason. If I'm such a waste of breath, such a waste of time, then why are you on your way to waste another Friday night? If I'm the problem, and your mess never do no wrong. If I'm so awful, then why'd you stick around this long? And if it's the whiskey, why'd you keep on pulling it off the shelf? You hate it when you look at me, you halfway see yourself, and it got me thinking, if I'm the problem, well, you might be the reason.
Thanks for spending your day with Toronto's new country, 93.5.
When you sit down to play with Bodog.net, you won't even need a seat, just the edge of it. You know that's all you need to live every turning roulette wheel, every spinning slot reel, and exciting blackjack deal. Live sports odds, poker tips, and free-to-play casino games. Live for the thrills you can only find at the edge of your seat. Bodog.net. Make a play.
Reports suggest that Canadian taste buds are bored to tears.
My mouth can't handle another dull drink.
Summertime smoothie experts everywhere are recommending a watermelon wake-up from Booster Juice.
It's so smooth, cool, and refreshing.
And ridiculously delicious. Enjoy the watermelon wave and watermelon explosion smoothies available all summer long at a Booster Juice near you. Stay cool, Canada.
Booster Juice. Canadian born. Blending since 1999.
Mark's Can't Miss Summer event is on now. Until June 18th, save up to 60% on a wide selection of styles perfect for summer, including sandals, shorts, polos, dresses, and more. Can't Miss Summer event on now at marksandmarks.com.
Whether it's a family member, friend, or furry companion joining your summer road trip, enjoy the peace of mind that comes with Volvo's legendary safety. During Volvo Discover Days, enjoy limited-time savings as you make plans to cruise through Muskoka or down Toronto's bustling streets. From now until June 30th, lease a 2025 Volvo XC60 from 1.74% and save up to $4,000. Conditions apply. Visit your GTA Volvo retailer or go to volvocars.ca for full details.
Real Canadian Superstore is serving up serious flavor this Father's Day with bone-in rib steak for just $8.88 a pound. Available from June 12th through 18th. It's the perfect way to show Dad he's a cut above the rest. Conditions apply. See flyer for details.
This is New Country 93.5, CFXJFM, a Stingray radio station.
Brian, why are we open until midnight? How many people want us to come late at night?
Sometimes people work hard all day when they're moving in or out of a place, and then when they finally get finished late at night, there's a bunch of junk left over that they need hauled away.
That's when they need us, so that's when we come?
That's when they need us, so that's when we come.
We make junk disappear. All you have to do is point.
When you work late, we work late too.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK anytime before midnight.
Or visit 1-800-GOTJUNK.com.
Some people say we're herb obsessed, and that's not something to sneeze at. Hi, I'm Caitlin from St. Francis Herb Farm, Canada's largest organic producer of herbal remedies, including our allergy relief solutions to help address the root cause of allergies while targeting symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, congestion, and watery eyes. Using organic herbs to help every Canadian family as nature intended. Find us at your local health food store and at stfrancisherbfarm.com. It's healthy living from the ground up.
New Country 93.5 Traffic.
The westbound 401 Express past the 404 DVP crash cleanup, a left lane block. Eastbound 401 approaching Highway 25, vehicle fire cleanup in the right lane. Your Express approaching the 410-403 split is stall in the right lane. And eastbound 401 at Brock Road and Pickering, we've got a crash blocking the left lane. Burlington area, eastbound Curie at the 403-407 split, a right lane crash. Exceptional quality, exceptional price. Save $5 and 750 milliliter bottles of Don Julio Reposado until June 21st. Enjoy responsibly. 19 plus. I'm Lisa Edwards.
Toronto's new country. 93.5.
Thank you, Lisa. Some Old Dominion and Sarah Evans coming up. Should I get you clean? Here's Owen Riegling. Old Dirt Roads. New Country 93.5.
I grew up wild and I grew up true. A town most folks just drive through. We sit out by the dam on a night when the air was warm. Mama was an angel, daddy was the same. When the lights cut off, I could sneak out late to a spot on the west side, baby, nobody knew. Come and find me down where the tree line ends and the cattails grow. We can be free, living our dreams out, singing to the radio. I was raised on a little patch of heaven, wheat fields and old dirt roads. Where the tin roof sings, the whole damn thing shakes when the cold wind blows. Well, it ain't all sunshines and rainbows, hard times we all know. But I go back in a minute to the land of the wicked wheat fields and old dirt roads. Corner bar, playing for keys with this old guitar, and it was worth every minute when I heard those people sing. It's a long road home, but now I see what them old times meant to me. So when I get back, crack a bottle of Jack, you know where I'll be. You can find me down where the tree line ends and the cattails grow. We can be free, living our dreams out, singing to the radio. I was raised on a little patch of heaven, wheat fields and old dirt roads. Where the tin roof sings, the whole damn thing shakes when it cold and blows. Well, it ain't all sunshines and rainbows, hard times we all know. Wheat fields and old dirt roads, where the tin roof sings, the whole damn thing shakes when the cold wind blows. Well, it ain't all sunshines and rainbows, hard times we all know. But I go back in a minute to the land of the wicked wheat fields and old dirt roads. I go back in a minute to the land of the wicked wheat fields and old dirt roads. La la la. La 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 la
Owen Riegling, Old Dirt Roads, New Country, 93.5, 6:52 on your Monday morning. How to Train Your Dragon, taking the franchise to new heights. The movie earned $83 million in its first weekend of release. The live action remake. Is it live action? I mean, there's not a real dragon in it, so it's not really live action, is it? There are actors in it, but it's still mostly CGI. So they're calling live action. Just the remake of the 2010 original, which was good. The original animated one was good. Jay Baruchel, Canadian darling Jay Baruchel, in that one, voicing that one. I watched that one with the kids. I dug that one. Anyway, the remake brought in another $114 million internationally. So a major debut haul worldwide of almost $200 million, $197.8 million over the weekend. Cost $150 million to make, another $100 to market. So they haven't made their money back yet, but it'll happen. Lilo and Stitch coming in second, earning another $15.5 million in its fourth weekend of release. That movie on pace to be the year's first $1 billion release. And then Dakota Johnson, Chris Evans, and Pedro Pascal's Materialists open at number three, $12 million, which is pretty good because it only cost $20 to make. So they'll make their money back. And fourth place went to Mission Impossible, The Final Reckoning, with $10.3 million. And Ballerina rounded out the top five. Nobody really cares about that one, apparently. Old Dominion coming up. Sarah Evans, Suds in the Bucket, New Country, 93.5.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past nine. When a prince pulled up, a white pickup truck. Her folks should have seen it coming. It was only just a matter of time. I'm plenty old enough, and you can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door. Sorry, but I got to go. And that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke. And that was all she wrote. So the story goes. Now our daddy's in the kitchen staring at the window, scratching and rocking his brain. How could 18 years just up and walk away? Our little ponytail girl grown up to be a woman. Now she's gone in a blink of an eye. She left the studs in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. About Sunday morn. Nothing quite like this has happened here before. Well, he must have been a looker, smooth talking son of a gun. You're such a grounded girl to just up and run. Of course she can't fence time, and you can't stop love. The suds in the bucket and the clothes hanging out on the line. Prince pulled up, a white pickup truck, plenty old enough, and you can't stop love, I know you can't fence time, and you can't stop love.
one great song to another. This is New Country 93.5.
Strictly out of curiosity, what would happen if you got with me? Kissing you would hit the spot with me. Come on, skip a couple rocks with me. Give me any of your heart tonight. Ain't no reason that we need to be apart tonight. I got something we can start tonight. Looking at you, girl, it's hard to find. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, fixed on you in your snapback. T-shirt, your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup in my Ray-Ban. Breaking hearts like only you can in your snapback. Come on, baby, shoot a smile at me. Midnight selfie on a balcony. A little something from my lock screen. You're burning a hole in my pocket. We got the beat, let's drop it. Those stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. Tattoos cut off some Converse. Singing along to the song with the wrong words. Every move you make, baby, it works in your snapback. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you in your snapback. T-shirt, your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup in my Ray-Bans. Breaking hearts like only you can in your snapback. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. In your snapback.
Country 93.5. Need to know.
16 degrees at Young and St. Clair. It is 7:01. Good morning. Mainly cloudy today. No rain, though. It's going to be dry. It is rain like Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but not today. Clouds should clear later this afternoon, going up to a high of 24. It's going to feel like 29. Sunblock is a very good idea today. Prime Minister Mark Carney and U.S. President Donald Trump will meet one-on-one this morning ahead of the start of the G7 summit in Alberta. The Prime Minister's office saying the meeting is scheduled for 9 a.m. Mountain Time. That's at 11 o'clock to us. So everything should be fixed by lunchtime. Yay, nice. Then everyone gets together. The G7 includes the United States, France, Germany, Japan, the UK, Italy, and Canada, as well as the European Union. For 5 decades now, the G7 members have coordinated how liberal democracies respond to economic and social challenges. The group has set the tone for other industrialized democracies and the United Nations. And in recent years has gone beyond economics to focus on global security. Each G7 nation takes a turn at a rotating presidency of the group. This year, it's Canada's turn. Prime Minister Carney welcomed the leaders to Kananaskis yesterday, and the summit runs through Tuesday. Obviously, the Israel-Iran conflict will be a major topic of discussion. Iran firing a new wave of missile attacks on Israel early this morning, triggering air raid sirens across the country. Emergency services reporting at least 5 killed and dozens more wounded in the 4th day of a conflict that shows no signs of slowing. Iran announced it had launched 100 missiles, approximately, and vowed further retaliation for Israel's attacks on its military and nuclear infrastructure, which have killed at least 224 people in the country since last Friday. The Blue Jays lost to the Philadelphia Phillies. Again, the Phillies beat the Jays 11-4 yesterday, completing the weekend series sweep. What a difference 2 weeks makes. It was actually less than 2 weeks ago. The Jays swept the very same Phillies. So the beginning of June, baseball's weird. Jays with the day off, Arizona in town for three games starting tomorrow. You've got to wait another day for game six of the Stanley Cup final, but we have playoff basketball to enjoy tonight. Game five of the NBA finals between the Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder. The action returning to OKC with the series tied at two games apiece. Tip off just after 8:30.
He's back in the saddle again. Still a perfect fit. The Paul McGuire Show on Toronto's new country, 93.5.
So Morgan Wallen and Chad Bradley on the way. This is Co Wetzel. High Road, new country, 93.5.
Oh, I can tell that you're mad. And I ain't half surprised about that since the day that we met. It's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turn into yelling and fighting. And once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know, I know. I'ma take the high road, maybe get gone. Have a little too much of something terrible. And I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show. Knock yourself out and hit a new. Honest, yeah, that's what I get. Forget it, I quit. You keep on losing your head about some girl I ain't with. And rumors always turn into yelling and fighting. And once it's in your mind, only one way you're driving. I know, I know.
Wetzel, High Road, New Country, 93.5. Paul with you on a Monday. Speaking of high, if you're in, well, High Road, if you're single and maybe in the market for a middle-aged guy who's really open about his feelings, this is interesting. Organizers of this weekend's No Kings protest in the U.S. said, you know, millions of people hit the streets in dozens of cities. But some audio from high above Los Angeles is going viral. Right now, there's a helicopter reporter in Los Angeles, works for Fox 11. His name is Stu Mundell. He was flying around Los Angeles in a helicopter. He's not the pilot. He's just the reporter covering the protests on Saturday. And somehow devolved. He got a little personal on the air. He devolved into a bit of a rant about his failed marriage. I don't mean to laugh at it. It's just I'm going to play some for you right now. He was on a YouTube live stream. He started talking about. You know, they're covering a pretty serious thing, the No Kings protests. And then he started talking about a bunch of debacles in his personal life, how he's legally separated. Here is Fox 11 reporter Stu Mundell A 1,000 feet above Los Angeles, supposedly reporting on the No Kings protests, but just needing to get some things off of his chest.
You know what? I don't care. I am married. I am legally married. I am legally married. That's about the only way you can really say it. But I am not looking at now at all. I just had a bunch of debacles with my personal life. Yes, it's true. I know. It's hard to believe. I got nothing right now. Got nothing. Got nothing. Not really looking. Trying to find myself and be happy. I'm being serious about that. I want to be beholden to no one at this moment. You know, do I get lonely? Of course. Of course. But I got cats.
Hey, he's got cats. And I would think that maybe his employers at Fox 11 might want to ground Stu Mundell for a little bit. Not sure that way up high in the sky in a helicopter is the right place for Mr. Mundell right now. I mean, I think a lot of people are going to like want to follow his journey now, right? They're going to want to see how things work out for Mr. Mundell. Hopefully Stu like makes that connection. He does have his cats. Sometimes just you need time with your cats. But yeah, Fox 11, Stu Mundell, single. Everybody out there. A bunch of people thought maybe it was a hot mic thing and he was talking to somebody in his ear, but he knew he was live on YouTube. We started responding to questions in the YouTube comment section. So, and then people were asking if he was drunk. So he did say, I do love the bourbon. I love the whiskey, love the bourbon, love the gin. Nobody actually thinks he was drunk. Again, he wasn't flying. He had a pilot with him. Just maybe being a little too open about his personal life. Here's Chad Brownlee and Dear Drunk Me. For Stu on New Country.
Dear Drunk Me, I've been